Musa grew up in the palace of Fir'aun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَلَمَّا بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ وَاسْتَوَى آتَيْنَاهُ حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ.
And when he attained his full strength and was perfect in manhood, we bestowed on him حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا. حُكْم is the good and right judgment. Ilm is knowledge. And we talked about the importance of these two when we were talking about Sayyidina Yusuf. حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا. Allah gave the Anbiya both. Not knowledge alone and not good judgment alone. Allah gave them good judgment and knowledge together, because these two things work together to form a complete personality. وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And thus do we reward the righteous. So Musa was described by Rasulullah ﷺ as being a very large and well-built person. Rasulullah ﷺ says he was very dark-skinned and his hair was curly. These were the descriptions of Musa, and he had a very strong presence and personality. These are the descriptions of Sayyidina Musa in the hadith. Musa entered into the town one day. عَلَى حِينِ غَفْلَةٍ مِنْ أَهْلِهِ. Allah says, when the people were unaware. This could have been at noontime or at nighttime. The streets were empty. There weren't a lot of people around. Musa saw two men fighting. And we would see throughout the story of Musa that Musa was the type of personality that would not let mistakes pass in front of his eyes without him intervening. He had a personality where if he sees something wrong, he can't let it pass by. He has to do something. He has to intervene. So Musa saw these two men fighting. He came to see what's happening. He saw that one of them is from his people, the children of Israel, and the other one was an Egyptian. And they were fighting together. So Musa intervened to support the Israelite against the Egyptian. What he did is, Musa had a stick in his hand, so he pushed the Egyptian with his stick. He just pushed him. The man fell down dead. Musa was strong. Musa did not intend to kill. He did not intend to kill. This was unintentional murder. But he pushed the man. It was a little bit strong, so the man fell down dead. The next day, Musa came in the town, and he saw the same man from Bani Israel fighting with another Egyptian. The next day, he already picked up another fight. Troublemaker. He's looking for trouble. Now Musa rushed ahead. Musa, this time when he rushed ahead, the man from the children of Israel thought that Musa this time is going to hit him. So he said, he backed away and he said, "Do you want to kill me like you've killed somebody yesterday?" Until that moment, nobody knew that Musa is the one who killed the Egyptian. And now this Israelite leaked the word out in front of the other man, because the other Egyptian was there. He told Musa, "Do you want to kill me like you've killed somebody yesterday?" Now this wasn't a regular or usual homicide, a crime of murder. This was a big issue. And it made headlines all over Egypt. Because it was a political issue. Because it was a dispute between an Egyptian and a member of the weak community, Ben Israel. The oppressed and the enslaved. So how can someone from the low class kill someone from the high class? Because by now it was already known that Musa was from Ben Israel. As some of the Mufassirin say. But anyway, even if it wasn't the case, it was a big issue, and it was so big that Fir'aun and his government met together, and his council, they met together to discuss this issue. That is how big it was. It wasn't an issue that would just go to court, no. It went all the way up to Fir'aun and his cabinet and his council, and they met together to discuss this issue. Because for them, this was an issue of what? It wasn't a regular murder. It was an issue of terrorism. It was a terrorist act. That is what this issue was. Because a Muslim has killed a member of the non-Muslim community, so it's not dealt with the same way they would deal with the other crimes which are similar. No. Because this was committed by a Muslim, it has to be classified as terrorism. So this was an issue that was discussed by Fir'aun and his cabinet and the government to fight terrorism through their anti-terrorism task force. So they decided that they have to kill Musa. What happened is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this news leak out through one member of the community. So he came from the other end of town rushing to convey the news to Musa and to tell him, إِنَّ الْمَلَأَ يَأْتَمِرُونَ بِكَ لِيَقْتُلُكَ. The leaders are making a plan to kill you, so you better leave immediately. So Musa was told aforetime that he will be killed.
I just want to add one thing about this man from Bani Israel. When Musa saw him causing trouble again, what did he tell him? He told him, إِنَّكَ لَغَوِيٌّ مُبِينٌ. He said, you are a plain misleader, because he was causing too much trouble. When Musa told him, you are a plain misleader, the Israelite interpreted this as Musa wanting to attack him. He thought that Musa is going to attack him. So when Musa was moving ahead, he said, you want to kill me just like you have killed someone the day before. Who did Musa help the day before? He helped this man. The next day, the man was willing to betray Musa, who just saved him the day before. Musa did this man a favor, helped him and supported him. The next day, this man betrayed Musa and disclosed the secret that happened the day before. This shows you something. It shows you some of the qualities of people who are humiliated and oppressed. When people and societies go under oppression and humiliation for a long time, they become very weak personalities and they become very selfish. You find that people who are living under oppression are very selfish people. If they have been undergoing oppression for a very long time and they do nothing to stop it, you can find that the reason is because they are selfish. Everybody is saying, myself, myself. Because if they were considering the community, the oppression wouldn't continue. They would stop it. But these people are going through this oppression continuously and suffering the humiliation because they don't want to work together. They are selfish and everyone is looking at his own benefit and gain. So this man is an example, is a representation of people who are humiliated. And these are the type of people that Musa had to deal with. He had to deal with people who lived under the oppression and the tyranny of Fir'aun for a very, very long time. So their whole personality... See, people, when they go under long periods of oppression, they lose dignity. So this man doesn't have any dignity. He said he doesn't care if he betrays. As long as it's going to save his life, he'll do anything. They lose the dignity and honor. An honorable and dignified person is not going to do this to somebody who did him a favor. He's going to be grateful. And he's willing to die to help Musa. He's willing to sacrifice his life to support Musa rather than betray Musa and cause him all of this suffering and pain. And that could happen to the Muslim ummah today if we do not stop the oppression that our ummah is going through. This is the type of personalities that we're going to reap in the end.